I wait all week to say, it's time for sports! International Women's Football and the Women's World Cup now happening in France. NPR's Tom Goldman joins us. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Scott. I'm a little lost. There's no abhorring dinosaurs.
Well, you know, Stu Rushfield, our technical director, suggested a new one. Ready? Okay?
Yeah.
Adore the dinosaur! Not bad, right?
Not bad.
I hope he was talking about the raptors and not me. But in any event, well, he'd say abhor the couple matches today, the Women's World Cup. Couple more tomorrow, including the U.S. against Chile, following their 13-0 victory over Thailand. Do you think Chile stands a better chance?
No. Well, maybe a better chance than 13-0. That was a lot. Chile is playing in its first Women's World Cup, doesn't have a lot of experience, although it does have some good players. Goalkeeper Christian Endler, midfielder Francisca Lara, but the U.S. is just too much right now, Scott. Not sure it will be 13-0, but should be win number two.
I have to ask, what about the criticism the U.S. team faced following the celebrations as the score mounted? Not, you know, goals 6, 7, and 8, but when it got to 10, 11, 12, and 13.
Yeah.
That it was just, that it just wasn't classy. And I know we're two men talking about this, but I have criticized male athletes for rubbing the noses of their opponents in the dirt with celebrations. And, you know, you're playing the World Cup. Criticism is part of the package.
Yeah, I mean, Abby Wambach, the great U.S. player, former U.S. player, said, you know, there wouldn't be this criticism if it were men, and I think that's wrong. I think there would have been. You know, it was excessive with the later goals, as you mentioned. U.S. Women's National Team member Mallory Pugh says the team hasn't really talked about it as a team. Mm-hmm. There have been various explanations by team members to media. You know, that one person said they had a lot of stress building coming into the World Cup. They wanted to let it out. For some of the young women, it was a realization of a life dream, scoring in the World Cup. So they were excited. Look, no one begrudges them the number of goals scored. It's important to score a lot in the group stage. But yeah, probably best from now on, if it gets lopsided again, to mute things a bit and act like you've been there, right?
That's what Walter Payton said. Yeah. Sports writers in France, I benefit from following that a little, say the celebrations made the U.S. team look like strutting, dancing, overweening imperialists, and has made them the least popular team in the world.
How do you really feel? Yeah, really.
Well, I was quoting French. Oh, never mind. Okay.
No, listen, how do the French really feel?
How do the French really feel? You're in California this week for the U.S. Open at Pebble Beach. We've been accused of not giving enough attention to golf on this program.
Yeah.
Okay, so you've been in Pebble Beach. In any event, moving on. I've got to ask you about the NBA and, you know, adore the dinosaur. What about the argument that the Warriors, you know, were practically limping by the end? And yes, go ahead.
Yeah, well, you know, let's do adore the dinosaur and acknowledge they played really well to beat the Warriors. But, you know, the argument, I think, is valid. I think definitely could have been different with a healthy Kevin Durant and at the end Klay Thompson, who tore the ACL in his left knee in that last game after being playing really well. You know, Steve Kerr was asked that question, though, the head coach for Golden State. What if Klay hadn't been injured? And he shut things down, simply saying he was. And that's the ultimate answer. Injuries happened, they happened, and the Raptors won.
Is a team on its way to the finals going to start subbing more of its regulars? And does that raise a question about, is it sportsmanship? Is that what the fans pay hundreds of dollars for a seat to see?
That's an interesting question. You know, Kerr gave voice to this when he wondered if the wear and tear of five straight seasons getting the finals led to these injuries. There is a science of athletic fatigue. Basketball writer Henry Abbott wrote about it in ESPN the magazine a couple years ago. In it, he talked to exercise physiology expert Dr. Michael Joyner, who said humans can't sustain more than 5 all-out efforts every 2 weeks. So considering that, maybe coaches will look at what happened to Golden State and look at maybe resting guys more during the regular season.
And Pierre's Tom Goldman, thanks so much.
You're welcome.